Have you ever found that when you go on holidays, whether it's up the country for a few days or abroad for a few weeks or maybe over to Australia or America to visit cousins, you should be switched off, you should be relaxed and enjoying yourself, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you're always worried about the house back home. Maybe you're worried that there might be a leak in the house or that there could be a storm or windows blown in or slates blown off the roof, or God forbid that it might be broke, might be broken into, which sadly does seem to happen. Or maybe when you go away, your biggest worry is your dog or your cat. Who's going to walk the dog? Who's going to feed the cat? And these things are very real concerns that people have. And some occasions they can sort of stop you from switching off and really enjoying your holiday. Well, that was the case for my next guest. His name is Tom Gilligan. And Tom found a few years back that he and his wife could never really fully relax when they were abroad because they were always worried about the family pets at home and who was looking after them. And they were always worried as well about home security, which is understandable. So against that backdrop, Tom came up with the idea of setting up a nationwide home and pet sitting service. And it's called mindmyhome.ie. And I had a chat with him earlier, and he told me where the idea came from originally.
Well, it started myself and my wife, we spotted a real need for trustworthy, reliable, you know, care for pets for when people, you know, when people are away. And we've turned that into a growing service, which is centered on peace of mind. And what we felt was missing was a trusted Irish-based platform for homeowners who worried about leaving their homes empty, concerned about security. They felt guilty about leaving their pets in a kennel or a cattery. Also, there were plenty of people who were looking for probably more affordable ways to travel and experience different parts of Ireland. So that was one of the reasons. And I suppose what really solidified it for us was when our daughter got a call from a lovely lady she knows who, and this lady was going away abroad. She had to go away for about 2 weeks, and she had six dogs, and she was worried about leaving the dogs in a kennel, worried about their, you know, that they'd be anxious, that it would be very costly. So she asked my daughter to, would she mind looking after the house and looking after the dogs? My daughter was delighted. And it worked out very, very well.
It was initially sort of a pet minding thing, and then it broadened into a whole business for minding somebody's home when they're on holidays.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because that is, you know, when people are away, I know myself, when I'm away from home, you know, you don't like to leave your home insecure. You don't like to leave it empty. And you're worried that something might happen. So I think from our point of view, it was certainly a great opportunity.
So how does it work? Explain it to us, Tom.
Well, people go to mindmyhome.ie. They create a profile, you know, and also provide a phone ID verification for extra security. They answer a series of questions, Deirdre, in relation to that. So for example, the duration, how long, if it's a homeowner, how long they want someone to stay in the home. Mind the pets. The house sitter as well fills out that information in relation to how long they're available as well. They also provide details, and we encourage people to upload photographs. You have to upload a minimum of two photographs in order to complete your profile. And we encourage people to upload professional photographs. And in relation to bio, filling out their details, if it's a house sitter, bio about themselves, give as much description as possible, you know, make it engaging, make it enthusiastic, outline, when they're available. And also as well, really from our point of view, there's a series of questions then that they answer, you know, whether they're able to, you know, provide medication to pets if pets need some medication or whatever. So that those kind of things as well. And also references is very important as well. So people can provide references. It's all also very, very good from our point of view, you know.
Okay, and then that's where you come in. Then you kind of match people with each other with suitable minders.
We do. So what we do is that we encourage people to get in contact with each other, reach out to each other. But we will, and the platform will do this as well. It will match people that are looking for someone to mind their home, mind their pets, with the database. So it works very well from that point of view. But we always encourage people to reach out. There is a chatbot, there's a facility where people can reach out, they can contact each other first initially by email, and then we encourage people then to pick up the phone or at the phone have a face-to-face meeting so that they get to know to each other and build a relationship up. We find that's very important.
So how does it work in terms of, let's say I mind the house and the dog of somebody in Killarney while they're in the Canaries for a week. I'm just pulling this out of midair as an example, Tom. Do I get paid for doing that, or how does it work?
That we have an annual subscription of €59 for a year, which works out to less than €5 a month, which is great value. And for that, you actually get all year round. So you can do multiple sits. And, you know, if people want to work out arrangements between themselves, then we allow them to do that, or they, you know, we're certainly are open to that, but we don't get involved in that aspect, if you know what I mean. Our platform is set up just that people will subscribe and pay the annual membership of €59.
Okay, so you just put them in contact with each other.
We put them in contact with each other, yes, and we do that. But we do it in a very safe, a very secure way. We encourage people to really reach out to each other, to make contact and to get to know each other. And we find that as one of the great things about this platform, and myself and my wife are just blown away by how people, they start out as strangers and then they become good friends, you know. So you have people that have multiple sits. People nowadays are going away for, you know, there was a time when people might go away for once a year, but now you find that people go away for multiple holidays. You know, it could be either long term for 2 or 3 weeks, or so maybe a short weekend away.
Okay.
So do that. And what we try and do as well, we have checklists as well for the sitters and for the owners. So for example, in relation to the checklist for owners, you know, before they leave on a trip, we encourage people to provide contact details, a visitor's policy. So if there's any rules in relation to visitors, you know, obviously, you know, that, that you know, that no one else can stay over, etc. You know, the rooms and the items that are off limits. And also inform the neighbours as well that someone will be staying in the home. And also provide detailed care instructions for the pets and animals. You know, so provide a contact number. If a pet needs medication, have the medication there, have instructions on what to do. And also as well, provide contact details, which is very important. So if you're going away, it's always good to have a contact number or contact number for maybe a close relative or you know, a number of the local vet. And also in relation to consider the sitter's needs. So, you know, leaving spare keys, you know, provide ensure access to local transport information, and also as well that make the sitter aware of any local amenities such as shops, greenways, etc., you know, so
yeah.
Those things. For the sitters, I mean, one of the things which we do is a clear understanding of the waste collection, you know, when the collection days, the bin days, you know, recycling days, also on post, that thing as well. So we provide those checklists as well. We encourage people as well to make sure that the handover, the transition is as smooth as possible.
Very good. And I just want to clarify one thing, Tom. It's not just for people with pets, though, is it? I mean, if you don't have a pet, you can avail of this service as well.
Yeah. You know, you find that there are people who don't have pets, that people who just have the home that needs minding. But then other situations, then you have pets, and, you know, mainly cats, dogs, but can be anything from fish to tortoises, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I suppose in a sense it's really a complete mix.
So typically we'll say if somebody wants their house minded in somewhere in Kerry, might they get, we'll say, a family from up the country who would mind the house and have a holiday down here while they're at it?
That's one of the great things as well, is that we do encourage that. We're finding that more and more as well, that it's a great opportunity, because we do have sitters who want to experience different parts of Ireland. But you're absolutely right, Deirdre, that, you know, we have people who are in Dublin who want to go to Kerry, who want to go to Mayo, Galway, Donegal, etc., and who just want to experience different parts of Ireland, and who can do it in a very much an affordable way.
Yes.
So they can stay in someone's home. So it works out a win-win for everyone. So the homeowner gets that peace of mind, they get that security. And for the house sitter, they get the opportunity to stay in other parts of the country, experience what that county or city or town has to offer at a very much, I suppose, an affordable way of doing it as well. So we find it works fantastically from that point of view. So it's a win-win for everyone and for everyone.
Yeah. So I suppose, you know, I'm just putting myself in the head of anybody listening this afternoon and what might concern them. And, you know, I suppose we'd all to an extent be worried about strangers coming into our house and that. But I presume your role on mindmyhome.ie is to ensure everybody is vetted who's signed up to the site, so that you know you're getting somebody who's honest and isn't going to wreck your house.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, from our point of view, that is very, very important that people are verified, that, you know, that also we always encourage people as well to chat, to have those conversations, to build up that relationship. And we're finding that more and more, as I mentioned earlier, that people start as strangers, but then they become friends. And I mean, what we do is that we give complete peace of mind while people are away. And it's for the homeowner, knowing that their home is lived in and their pets were being cared for in their own familiar surroundings, made such a difference.
And that was Tom Gilligan there from the website mindmyhome.ie. So what do you make of that? Would you be comfortable with signing up for the website and getting somebody to come in and look after your house, live in your house, walk your dog, feed your cat, whatever, while you're away? And these people would be vetted absolutely to make sure that they're legitimate and that they're genuine, honest people. And would you like that? Somebody was in touch already and says, Deirdre, I'd love that, but herself would have to decorate the whole place before they came, says Jim. And Albie was in touch with us as well, says, Deirdre, the various reasons you mentioned about what worries a person when they're on holidays is exactly what's troubling me. We're scheduled to be away in Australia for a month and I worry about all the things that could go wrong with the house. For example, what is helpful is paying a friend to visit the house regularly to check everything and to start the vehicles for a few minutes so that the batteries don't drain. Also, it's helpful to have Wi-Fi security cameras strategically placed so we can see that all is okay. Lastly, having wireless water leak detectors in certain areas so I can rest assured that the boiler hasn't burst or the pipes haven't burst. Hoping for the best, says Albie. Well, Albie, it sounds like you've got all bases covered there.